This episode of SGHL Insider is presented by our friends at SGI. A reminder from our friends at SGI, if you do go out, have a good time, but make sure those good times can happen again by always finding a safe ride home.
Welcome to an all-new episode of SGHL Insider on YouTube, Apple, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks so much for tuning in, watching, or listening as we recap the start of the week in the SGHL, preview the upcoming weekend. Again, we appreciate you tuning in. Before we get into the show, of course, we have to give a big thank you to all of our great sponsors here in the SGHL. Big thank you to UPL, our presenting sponsor. But also, of course, Borgo, Canterra Seeds, Capital Automall, Chevrolet, Great Western Nutrien, RBC, Saskatchewan Construction Safety Association, Sask Lotteries, Tourism Saskatchewan, UPL, Sask Energy, SGEU, SGI. Thanks so much for your support. Without your support, this show would not be possible. And on the show today, of course, we are going to recap the week so far and much, much more. We're also going to be joined by Connor Miller of the Humble Broncos. Talk a little bit about his season so far, and also we're talking to him because of the new program that was announced on Monday between the SGHL and Canterra Seeds with the Golden Sheaf program and highlighting some players in the SGHL who have agricultural backgrounds. Let's bring in Clark Monroe. We say hello, Clark. How are we?
Hello, Jeremy. We are well. Yeah, you said how are we? So
we're
doing good. I'm doing well. And you know what? As you say, most SGHL weeklies, anytime you get to talk hockey on a day like today where it's nice and it's warming up, weather's getting better.
Why would you mention the weather? We know what happened last
time. It's getting better
time.
And it's nice and it's great to feel the air again and not have it hurt your face, you know? So it's good. Things are well.
I love feeling the air.
Don't you, though? When it doesn't hurt your face. That's the end of the sentence.
Can you feel it in the air?
I can feel it
tonight?
Right now. Yeah.
Oh, okay. I can hear the guys banging.
That was
on the...
good. I thought that was you.
No. I should have. I don't know if that picked up on the microphone. But all right, let's get into it. You weren't here last week.
No.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You weren't here last week.
I wasn't here last week.
Hey, the episode was a bit shorter because you weren't here, and I didn't feel like, talking to myself for 30 minutes.
It's fair.
Hope you had a fun trip.
It was wonderful.
But I had to throw it to your favorite segment, and I got to be honest, I didn't like it.
It didn't feel natural.
So I'll let you...
It didn't feel like a natural hat trick. We were talking about natural hat tricks before the show started.
We were. And that's because, actually, there was one last night, but not in the SJHL.
No.
That's how we got on the conversation. All right, let's recap the first two nights in the SJHL. A couple of games, nothing too crazy. Let's start with Tuesday, the Balfour's North Stars, Melville Millionaires. Melville led this one 3-1 after 20 minutes of play. Balfour's roars back. They win 7-4, and the beat goes on for the North Stars. Then last night, a pair of games on the docket. Melville bouncing back with a big 6-3 win over the Kindersley Clippers, and the Notre Dame Hounds with a big 6-2 win over the Estevan Bruins. I will say, while that game was 6-2, it was more like a 3-2 game because after 3-2, there was two empty netters, and then the Hounds scored in the final minute on a 5-on-3. But... I guess the one thing I would have, for Melville to go out on the road, play in two difficult buildings and get a split, I think Doug Johnson and company probably pretty happy with that.
Well, and I mean, that first game, too, you mentioned that they were up after one, and it was 4-4 by the looks of it after two here. And I mean, the Battlefords, we don't talk, I mean, we do talk about it quite a bit, but Battlefords hasn't lost a game in regulation in 15 games.
Mm-hmm.
15. And Melville had them on the ropes, I would say, going into the third period. So you get that effort first on Tuesday, and then Wednesday, obviously, you win a very important game against Kindersley, where they were literally tied in the standings. So a very important game for them there as well. And you're getting contributions from all across your roster as well. So I would, like you said, I think you get 10 goals in two games on the road, and you're feeling, I would say, pretty good about that.
I would say you're feeling pretty good about that. As well, and like you mentioned, not many teams have been able to beat the Balfour's North Stars. And even, they have points in their last 15, but you might remember those two, I think they're 13-0-2 in those last 15, but those two overtime losses, they came on back-to-back nights at the beginning of December, the Friday night against Estevan, and then the Saturday night, actually, against the Melville Millionaires at home. So they've been on a tear right now, and it's setting up for, I'll say this, a main event weekend in the Battlefords, which, we'll, of course, we'll talk about in a bit. And before we get into the next part of the hat trick, I want to give a shout-out to the Notre Dame Hounds.
Yes.
Three games in a row, they have won. Yes, it's been a tough season for them. But I'll say I saw them last night against the Estevan Bruins. They played a very solid hockey game. Their new goaltender, Spencer Borsos, very good. He was very solid in between the pipes. He made a lot of big saves against the Bruins. And really, the Hounds are playing, they are playing some better hockey as of late. Why? Like, what attributes to that? I'm not sure. But it's impressive to see. Like, they've had a good couple of three games. They beat the Melville Millionaires, beat the Kindersley Clippers. Now the Estevan Bruins. They got a game tonight against Melfort, looking to try and make it four in a row. It's just good to see that Notre Dame have some positives after it's been a tough season for them.
Yeah, I mean, so when we talked to Vinny Palmarine on SJHL Weekly not that long ago, you know, we asked him that question, kind of, you know, maybe you're not getting the results you want on the ice right now, but you know, it looks like your team is kind of coming together a little bit. And he said, we feel really good about our efforts and our performances. It's just that we haven't been getting the W's. And, you know, now they're in the industry, Jeremy, they call this a heater. They're on a three-game heater. You have to clarify. Three-game
what
heater.
What clarifies a heater? How many games would you say it's a?
Probably more than three if you're actually calling it a heater. But I'm going to specify as saying a three-game heater. But you got to feel good about that regardless. I mean, you know, I think maybe part of it has to do with the trade deadline has come and gone. The guys know they're on the team. They feel good as a unit. And, you know, they've put together some good performances. And now they're starting to see some results. So you got to feel good for those guys.
For sure. Let's pull up the standings in our second point, as always, with the hat trick. And, you know, we mentioned for the Melville Millionaires last night, that was a big 2 points for them to earn. And obviously, they're kind of in that group from 5 to 10, and I mean, even LaRange and 11, only 6 points back. But big 2 points for Melville last night. They still have, in that grouping, have played the least amount of games, them and the Weyburn Red Wings. They've played the least amount of games. So for Melville to get those 2 points, now sit 38 points in fifth. That separates themselves. But, I mean, at the end of the day, you know, we've mentioned it on SJHL Weekly when it comes to those. We're going to be watching this grouping for the rest of the season. And really, I think at the end of the day, it's going to come down to these head-to-head matchups against these teams when they go up against one another. And obviously last night we saw Melville go up against Kindersley. They earned a 6-3 win. And that's going to be the difference of who makes and who doesn't make the playoffs.
Yeah, and it's so tight. And, you know, we say it every week, but these games are just so important. And I know there's more coming up. We talk, the one that I'm looking forward to most, and they're both, as you look at this photo right now on the outside, but Estevan and Yorkton have such an important month coming up with them facing each other five times. So it's things like that that I'm keeping my eyes on the schedule every single night, because it's that time of year where every game really kind of has some sort of implication of a team moving up and down, it feels like.
Absolutely.
And it has a lot to do with, you know, A, the competitive balance across the league, and B, just how that we've talked about it a lot as well, that from 5 to, you know, 10 or 11, how there's been some inconsistencies, and we're really not sure at this exact moment in time with, what is it, 20 games left? Who's going to take a bit of a stranglehold on that middle group.
Sure.
That's kind of where we're at, and it's always exciting every single night. So,
well, and just to, I guess, put a bow on the standings, missed opportunity, for example, last night for Estevan.
Yes.
They get 2 points last night. They go from 9th to 6th in the standings. That's how crazy it is. How big, and that was a missed opportunity just because, obviously, that was a game in hand on, you know, teams like Nipawin, and obviously one extra game against Weyburn, and now Weyburn and Estevan are tied. But Weyburn's played two less games. They will make one of them up tonight. But, you know, it's just there's so many different factors. And it's always interesting. I think about last year. And at this time last year, I think, you know, we kind of had a good idea about, I'd say, six teams where we were like, yep, there's six that are 100% going to make the playoffs. And now this year, it's the top four. And then we TBD. And we got less than 2 months remaining of the season. It's going to make for a great finish. Now, this week in the Saskatchewan Junior Hockey League, if you looked at the schedule at SJHL.ca, you may have noticed on the schedule, it's actually kind of a lighter week. Yeah. It is kind of quiet. When it comes to the amount of games, we've seen it kind of spread out. It's actually nice because there's actually games like tonight on a Thursday night, but Friday and Saturday are much lighter. Nothing on Sunday. And a big reason for that is the final point of the hat trick is the SJHL MJHL showcase taking place next week in Winnipeg. The players representing the SJHL, they will make their way to Manitoba on Monday. All three teams are going to practice. And then there will be three games on Tuesday, three games on Wednesday. And it's, you know, it's such a good event to obviously, pardon the pun, but obviously to showcase the players.
Yeah.
But, you know, it was mentioned on the show on Monday on SJHL Weekly, and I'll reiterate it just because I was at the event last year. You know, these aren't throwaway games in Rochester. Mm-hmm. These are... you know, these are heated games between these two leagues, and it's very entertaining hockey. So, if you're on, you know, for some, you know, parents and some fans will make the trip, but I would highly recommend if you have a Flow Hockey subscription, tune in to the SJHL MJHL Showcase. It's going to be six great games next week, Tuesday and Wednesday.
Yeah, there's a lot of league pride on the line, and it's been going on now for so many years that I think these guys. You know, a lot of them, the older kids, maybe mm-hmm. played as the under 18 team or last year on the under 20 team. So they have a little bit of that yep. carryover pride from the year prior. Or mm-hmm. maybe, you know what, maybe one year they lost and they want to get back and they want to sure. win, you know, something like that. And it's always fun to kind of see how each of the goalies do. And there's so many good goalies in this league. So they each get a game and how that all works out. And it's always just, it's such a fun event because, like you said, these two leagues. They're close in proximity, but they're also close in talent comparables. So like to go up against these guys, the Sask boys want to beat sure. the Manitoba boys, and even if they're not from Saskatchewan. Yep. If they're from, for example, Kian Bell's from Nova Scotia, but they want this league wants to beat that league, and vice
pride,
versa.
Though, right?
Absolutely. So it's a year to year thing, and it carries mm-hmm. over year to year. That's why it's so nice to have the younger guys there, who will then eventually be the older mm-hmm. guys. And, you know, et cetera, et cetera. So yep. I love the event. It's been going on for a long time, and it's always fun every year to kind of see how it goes.
Yep, for sure. And be sure next week, if you can't make it to the games, if you're not in Manitoba and you can't watch on Flow Hockey, you can stay up to date with everything on the SJHL social media platforms. But you know who is going to also be at the SJHL MJHL Showcase, Clark?
I do.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
Is it potentially who you're about to talk to?
It's our guest on today's show on SJHL Insider. That being, good job, Clark. You
Thank
did
you.
It.
Thank you.
I thought you were going to say me.
Well, you are you? Yes, you are.
But I thought that was going to be the answer.
I should have said Kyle McIntyre.
No, our guest on today's show, Connor Miller of the Humboldt Broncos, who we had the privilege of talking to earlier today. We wanted to get him on. Before the big game tonight, as the Broncos kick off three games in three nights down in Southeast Saskatchewan tonight against the Weyburn Red Wings. So we chatted with him earlier today. So here's our conversation with Connor Miller of the Humboldt Broncos. All right, we are pleased to be joined now by Connor Miller of the Humboldt Broncos. Connor, thanks so much for taking the time to join us today. We really appreciate it. How's it going?
Oh, thank you very much. It's going good. Got a big weekend ahead of us, so fired up to get after it after
yeah,
a couple losses here.
We're no doubt about it. You guys are a busy stretch of hockey these last 2 weeks for the Humboldt Broncos. Before we get into talking about this weekend and some other great stuff involving your career and your family, I just want to ask you about this season so far for yourself and the Humboldt Broncos, sitting in fourth place in the SJHL standings. For you personally and as a team, what do you make of your season so far?
I think as a team, we're doing very well. We started off very strong, really strong, actually. And I think we just sort of tapered off a bit. But then Christmas break rolled around and everyone got rested up. We got our Connor Toohey back now, so that's going to help us out a lot here. All our guys are healthy and we're going to get after it here again.
Yeah, no.
And myself, I think just... It hasn't been the best this year so far, but just stick with the program and things will turn around at some point.
Yeah, for sure. And obviously for yourself, joined the Humboldt Broncos, you know, your first full season with the Broncos, of course. You played with the team in a few games last year, but you also got into some playoff games last year with the Humboldt Broncos. How valuable do you think those playoff games and getting into the lineup at such a young age was for you when it comes to your development and preparing yourself for this season?
Yeah, I think getting into those playoff games last year were huge, especially up in the Whitney Farm and Flin Flon. That really showed you what hockey was like, and just to get up to speed and feel comfortable with all the hitting. And yeah, it was a good way to be ready to come into this season, especially come out of AAA.
For sure. I have to ask, you know, like I mentioned, you got into a few games last year, but your first full season now with the Humboldt Broncos. I just want to ask, how valuable and how important has Scott Barney been as your head coach and to help you when it comes to your development, you know, as a hockey player and as a person this year with the Humboldt Broncos?
Yeah, Barnes has always been there for us, everyone on the team as well. But especially for me, he's always there supporting me, even when not having the best game or it's just not a good day. He's always there. He's always talking to you and making you feel like you're a big part of the team, in which everyone is a big part of the team. It just he's always there to help you out.
For sure. You know, you're committed to Augustana, which is phenomenal. And I just want to ask you about, you know, the process of committing to, you know, an NCAA Division I school, how that process was for you personally, and at the end of the day, why Augustana was right for you.
It was a pretty funny story, actually. We're at practice one morning in Moose Jaw, and Wisey, our head coach, he's like, there's a guy in the stands here today, so let's have a good practice and whatever. So after practice, getting undressed, and he's like, Mills, you could come talk to this guy. I'm like, sure, not knowing who he was. And he is the assistant coach from down in Augustana, and he's offering me like full ride out of practice. I was so confused. I had no contact with NCAA teams or anything before that, so I was trying to go to the Western League, and things just weren't panning out. So I was in a time there where it was like, oh, well, we'll just see where it goes. Whatever happens next year happens next year. And I sat on it, and next day Garrett calls me, the head coach, and he's all fired up and offers me, and sat on it for two more weeks after that. And I'm like, okay, you know what? Once in a lifetime opportunity, nothing from Vancouver in the Western League. Let's go for it. You can't turn that down.
Yeah, for sure. And obviously, you know, we've seen a few players from the Saskatchewan Junior Hockey League go to Augustana. So it's a very exciting time. And it's going to be exciting for you when you get the opportunity to go down to Augustana. But another thing we want to talk to you about, Connor, obviously, just on Monday, we announced the SJHL and Canterra Seeds, a new partnership, the Golden Sheaf program. And it kind of highlights all the Saskatchewan-born players in the Saskatchewan Junior Hockey League. Obviously, you are one of them. And we also want to highlight players in the SJHL with agriculture backgrounds. And I understand your family has a big agriculture background with farms. Just tell us a little bit, I guess, about your ag background with yourself and your family.
Yeah, so ever since I was a little boy, I love the farm. It's almost as much as hockey, and that's what I'm going to do when I'm done. But growing up, it was just the freedom to do whatever I wanted, helping dad and grandpa and hired guys on the farm in the field, doing things and going off when I'm not supposed to. But I think that just that just showed me that they trust me, and it's in my blood. It's what I was made to do. And yeah.
For sure. How big of a farm does your family have?
Roughly 10,000 acres. We used to have some cattle, but in 2013 we got rid of the cattle and just went strictly grain.
Okay, for sure. That was gonna be my next question. Is that strictly now what your family does for crops and everything on the farm?
Yeah, it's just mostly grains. We highlight in wheat and canola and sometimes the odd barley and oat crops.
Wow, that's phenomenal. I have to ask, you know, because, you know, I have family that has farms as well and a farming background. And obviously, you know, being a farmer and working on a farm is extremely hard work. I mean, for yourself, you mentioned, you touched on it, you know, growing up, helping your dad, helping your grandpa on the farm. What was that like, you know, doing all that type of hard work at such a young age?
I think it was just a good way to get into real life and knowing how hard you have to work to get somewhere. And especially at a young age, my grandpa dropped out of school in grade 9 to work on the farm with his dad, which would be my great grandpa. And without their hard work, we wouldn't have what we have today. So just trying to pay it forward and pass it on to my kids or however far we go here.
No doubt about it. That's awesome. I have to ask too, because like we mentioned, you know, farming is such hard work. Doesn't matter what type of farming you're doing, no matter what, farming is very hard work. How do you think, you know, working on a farm at such a young age helped you not just only on the farm with you growing as an adult, but whether that be in the classroom or even on the ice as a hockey player?
Yeah, I think it helped out knowing that it's not just a 8-to-5 job or whatever. It takes extra time to actually figure stuff out, be successful. And you really got to be dedicated to it. Even when it comes to school, it's not just your 5 classes a day. It's you go home, you study, you do your homework. And same at the farm. Most days it's 8-to-5. But in the busy season, you could be going 16, 18 hours a day just to get the crop off and get the crop in the ground and look after the crop.
For sure. And that's great to hear that obviously, you know, you're finding success on the ice, but it's great to hear that yourself and your family are having obviously have had such a great agricultural background here in Saskatchewan. I'm going to wrap up this interview with a couple more hockey questions for you. Obviously, you have a big weekend ahead for the Humboldt Broncos. Before we talk about that, though, I want to look a little bit further ahead. This next week, SJHL, MJHL Showcase, you'll be representing the SJHL. How excited are you for that event?
Yeah, I'm pretty excited for that. Go back to Winnipeg for the first time in 5 years to play hockey and just show what we can do as the SJ and myself and prove that we are the league.
What does it mean for you to be able to represent the Humboldt Broncos and the SJHL at that event?
It means a lot. I grew up watching the SJ when I played in Melville and stuff like that and seeing the Humboldt Broncos, and it means a lot to support what this team's gone through, and just to be a part of it is such a meaningful thing. And the SJ, other people tend to say, oh, it's just the SJ, it don't matter, but it's coming around. Mm-hmm. This league is going to be something special, and it's already becoming that.
Yeah, no doubt about it. It's growing just like all the crops at your family farm as well. Final question. Obviously, big weekend for the Humboldt Broncos. Thursday tonight in Weyburn, Friday, Saturday in Estevan. Obviously, you guys are coming off a couple of losses to the Balfour's North Stars. But what do you expect from this 3-game and 3-night road trip? And what do you guys have to do to be successful this weekend?
I expect a lot from our team here. We had a good week of practice, hard, high intensity. Made each other better, and we want to bounce back after last weekend especially, and I think we're going to do that here. We're going to try to do our best to get 6 points out of this weekend, and we just got to move our feet, work as a team and talk out there, stick up for one another, and yeah, I think that'll lead to success.
For sure. Well, Connor, thank you so much for taking the time to chat with us today. We really appreciate it. You're a great example for young hockey players in Saskatchewan when it comes to, obviously, you know, being a Saskatchewan born and raised player, playing in the SJHL, and also coming from an agriculture and a farm background. We really appreciate your time, and best of luck this weekend for the Humboldt Broncos and your 3-game and 3-night road trip, and best of luck the rest of the way this season.
Yeah, thank you. Really appreciate it.
Connor Miller of the Humboldt Broncos, great conversation. Like I mentioned, we kind of talked about hockey. We talked a little bit about agriculture as part of course, the new program between the SJHL, Canterra Seeds. Oh, well, I guess it's an expansion of the partnership. It wouldn't be, I guess, a new partnership. It's an expansion of a partnership and the Golden Chief partnership and program. And you might notice if you're going out to an SJHL game maybe this weekend, you might notice on some of the players' helmets now, you will see the Golden Chief on the back of their helmet. And for some players, I should say, it's only for the players that are born and raised in Saskatchewan. So a great initiative. You can also read about the initiative on sjhl.ca. And a great interview and great chat with Connor Miller of the Humboldt Broncos. Of course, Broncos, good segue, because Broncos are in action tonight. So let's take a look at this weekend's action and, of course, tonight's action in the Saskatchewan Junior Hockey League. A rare 2-game night on a Thursday in the SJHL. Humboldt is in Weyburn. We mentioned it to kick off three games in three nights against the Weyburn Red Wings. And then the Melfort Mustangs looking to try and get back in the win column as they take on the Notre Dame Hounds. And the Hounds looking for four wins in a row.
That would tonight. Be a heater, probably, if they got to four.
We have to figure out. We have to.
What's come the to definition a of a heater?
Yeah.
I wonder if it's gone Google.
Doubt it. Puck drop, 8 o'clock tonight, Duncan McNeil Arena. And then on Friday, as you'll see on the schedule, only three games. Humboldt Estevan, Nipawin LaRange, and the heavyweight tilt, Flin Flon Battlefords. That one is going to be a doozy between Flin Flon and Battleford. And if you think that game's going to be a doozy, Clark, guess what?
Oh, no.
They're going to meet again on Saturday.
Whoa.
Saturday, another three games. Weyburn-Melville, huge divisional matchup. Humboldt-Estevan again. And then there's Flin Flon and Battleford again. Going to be two great games in the Battlefords this weekend. And really, actually, even though it's a light schedule, some pretty good matchups there.
Yeah.
I just want to clarify, there was one thing on that Friday graphic. I just want a little tweak. It said a puck drop for 7 o'clock, Flin Flon Battlefords. Both Flin Flon Battlefords games this weekend, puck drop is at 7:30. The Friday game is at the Access Communication Center in North Battleford.
Right.
It's the Saturday game that's at the Battleford Arena.
Right.
I would recommend, I saw it on social media earlier this week, there was tickets for the game in the Battleford Arena, smaller facility. Tickets were already more than 50% sold out. So I recommend if you want to go to that game between the top two teams in the SJHL, get your tickets now. Clark, time to pick your game of the weekend.
Oh, man.
And tonight included.
Yeah.
Just because even if you include tonight, that's only eight games to choose from.
Mm-hmm.
And I will say in this instance, it is okay to take the easy option.
I mean, it's too easy. It has to be one of the Flin Flon's Battlefords games.
Yeah.
Again, top two teams. They've been ranked nationally all year long. And with Battlefords...
Flin Flon, yes. Battleford, it took a little bit longer, but
they
yes.
They got in there almost all year. It's been a minute since they haven't been.
Yeah.
And just with them, with Battlefords... with the last 15 games, the way that they've been playing, just continually getting points and wins, 13-0-2, like you said earlier in the show. It's almost like one of those immovable objects, unstoppable forces situations. So it's hard not to pick one or two. I'm going to pick the one specifically in Battleford Arena because I just think...
Saturday.
Yeah, I mean, that's a cool venue. And,
it is.
It's cool that they do that every year.
And I don't believe the other thing too is it won't be on Flow Hockey.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I'm pretty confident the game won't be on Flow Hockey.
AKA it's a hot ticket.
It is a hot ticket. Hot ticket. I just want a point I would like to actually add to you picking that game. I'm just going to point out a stat. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Flin Flon Battlefords. They're the 1-2 teams in the league. They've yet to play each other this season.
Wow.
Well, that's not the stat.
Oh.
That's the best part.
An interesting point, too.
That's not even the stat. Wow. They haven't even played each other yet this year. But hypothetically.
So they're both undefeated against each other this
correct.
Year?
Correct. Wow. Hypothetically, though, if the North Stars won both games this week, they would be 1 point back of the Flin Flon Bombers for first in the SJHL. That being said, Flin Flon does have 3 games in hand.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying, it's a possibility.
And that
then if Flin Flon or vice versa, if Flin Flon can and win both games, they're going to be 9 points ahead of the Bombers,
right?
With 3 games in hand.
Yeah.
But I know we talked to Alex Isaac on Monday,
that's what I was
and he had mentioned we want to try and catch them, and we don't think as a group that this is out of reach.
Right.
Okay. Well, if you want to, the only way Battlefords is going to be able to catch up to Flin Flon this year is probably win those head-to-head matchups.
Yeah.
Got to take care of business,
now's
as BTO
time.
Once said.
Oh.
And it's a big weekend in the Battlefords.
Yep.
But I'm not. So you took those games. So I'm not even. I'm not going to take those games.
Fair enough.
Because the other one I'm keeping my eye on that I think I'm excited for is Saturday, Weyburn Melville.
Yeah.
That's huge.
Huge.
That's unbelievable. I think we talked about it. I want to say it was the last Insider before the holidays, or the first one after. And we just said with how the Viterra division was, it was the first one after the holidays because Yorkton had just beat Melville twice. And I said, any head-to-head matchup in this division is going to be just crucial. Mm-hmm. Whether it goes, you know, whether it's obviously, you know, that they say in the division, the divisional games are four-point games. Now, in the SJHL, the standings in the division don't matter as much as they used to, but still, like, those are teams that are battling, obviously, from 5 to 10 in the standings. And Melville's had Weyburn's number so far this season. So we'll see if that continues Saturday night in Melville. And we'll see, and, you know, Weyburn obviously has that big game against Humboldt tonight, which I think will be a good game too. But that Saturday matchup between Weyburn and Melville, I think it's going to be a doozy in Melville. And I want to give a shout out also to the fans in Melville this season.
I know
the last couple of years hasn't been the greatest, and obviously, you know, it's a new regime coming in and there's been a lot of optimism, but kudos to the Melville crowds, because like seeing that, posting the highlights from the home games in Melville this year, and even if it's during the week, there's good crowds. The fan support's been outstanding, and it's going to be a great night, I think, in Melville on Saturday.
And small little plug here for SJHL.ca's Saskatchewan's Finest article that Nugsy wrote this week.
Oh, good one.
With Peyton Kostishin. You know, he even shouted out the crowds as well. And he said, you know, he's been getting talked. He's a local boy. He's local been getting boy, talked to a lot this season by the fans around town, and how excited they are that the team is doing so well and playing so strongly and putting together those great efforts night in and night out. So again, like you said, shout out to the Melville community and getting behind their team, and frankly the team giving them something to be proud of again, and get out to the rink and have some fun.
Well, kudos to the players, the staff, really everybody,
absolutely,
for that. And of course, if you haven't read the latest edition of Sass Finest on SJHL.ca, highly recommend it. I retweeted it yesterday, and I think Nugsy thought I was joking, but no, it was actually it's probably one of my favorite ones so far this year.
Yeah, it's great
regarding Peyton Kostishin. So give it a read, SJHL.ca.
Before we go, Jer, I Googled what constitutes
as a heater.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's hear it. It's a fastball in baseball, or somebody who consistently wins. And a winning streak is also known as a hot streak or a heater if it's an uninterrupted sequence of success in games or competitions, commonly measured by at least three wins. So
they actually put a number on it.
It says it's a Wikipedia thing. Now, trust Wikipedia or don't. But
so, ladies and gentlemen, we can officially announce the Notre Dame Hounds are on
a heater. Tweet it. Or X it.
Don't worry about it. Also, I mean, if it wasn't obvious, so are the Balfour Sorcerers.
Yes, they're on a bit of a heater as well. Yeah.
So there you go, a heater.
Yeah.
At least three wins. At least three wins.
So it's just a hot. It's just a nickname for a win streak or hot streak.
Yeah,
so
I think
it's not two. It's at least three, and I think Notre Dame counts. So they're on a bit of a heater, and you know, Battleford's is on a big heater.
And if you, if you watch the highlights from last night's game between the Notre Dame Hounds and the Estevan Bruins, you could tell. One, Jamie Neugebauer was very thrilled with how that hockey game played out. With
Jamie the
calls.
Thrill Neugebauer.
Very, very good call.
Yeah.
Before we go, big thank you to all of our sponsors here at the SJHL, SJHL Insider. UPL, of course, is our presenting sponsor. Bourgault, Cantera, Siege, Capital Automall, Chevrolet, Great Western Nutrient, RBC Saskatchewan Construction Safety Association, SAS Lotteries, Tourism Saskatchewan, of course, UPL, Sask Energy, SGEU, SGI, thanks so much for your support. Without your support, these shows are not possible. Of course, not the busiest weekend in the SJHL, but be sure to stay up to date with everything with the SJHL on our social media channels. Like us on Facebook, follow us on X, Instagram, TikTok, subscribe to the YouTube channel. That's where you'll find all the highlights, the shows, you name it. And you'll also find the Connor Miller interview. If you don't want to watch it again, if you don't want to scrub through this entire episode of SJHL Insider, the interview will also be up on the YouTube channel.
But I mean, let's be honest, if they're hearing you say this right now, they've probably watched the whole or listened to the whole episode.
Well,
you would think.
You would hope.
You would hope.
You would hope. I don't know.
One would hope.
Subscribe to the YouTube channel to stay up to date with everything in the SJHL. And of course, especially with everything happening next week with the SJHL NJHL Showcase. You're going to be filling in on SJHL Weekly with Jamie Neugebauer and Rory McGoran on Monday, as I'll be making my way to Winnipeg for the SJHL MJHL showcase. So have fun.
Yeah.
Good luck.
Thanks.
Got
a little practice a couple weeks ago.
And so there will be a lot of content coming from the SJHL MJHL showcase. So stay tuned for that. But for Clark Monroe, my name's Jeremy Corrigan. This has been another great edition of SJHL Insider. And enjoy the games this weekend, everyone.
This episode of SJHL Insider is presented by our friends at SGI. A reminder from our friends at SGI, if you do go out, have a good time, but make sure those good times can happen again by always finding a safe ride home.